Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedrin Avav, and we're starting about the third line with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says Gufa. It was stated previously. Amar Bavo Ravo says Shnaim Shadanu Dini Mominis. If two judges pass in the case of Dini Mominis L'divra Kol and Dini Andin, according to everyone, it's not a valid judgment. That's because we have to have three Dayanim, not two. As we Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Bavo, we have a mission that says Donas Hadin. We have one judge who pass in the case of Dini Mominis Zikas Achayev Achayev Zakai, and he was Mizaka, the one who's really Chayev, and he was Machai, the one who was really Zakai. He totally messed everything up. Or Timei Satar, Tiar Satame, he was Metame, that which is really Tar, or he was Metar, that which is really Tame. Masha Asa Asoi, what he did is done. We can't do anything about it. Umishalmi Besoi, and he has to pay out of his own pocket for this wrong judgment that he made. And so we clearly see that even if one Dayan Paskin, we're going to follow that. The answer to that is Achamai Skin, where we're talking about over here, the Kiblu Alayu, where the litigants, the Baladinim, they accepted this one judge upon themselves, and that's why his Psak is valid, because they told him from the get go that we want you to be the Dayan in our case. Ask the Mari Hachav, that's so. Umishalmi Besoi. So why does he have to pay out of pocket if he made this mistake? He shouldn't have to pay anything. The answer is no, the Amrulay, because they told him, Dinus Lon Din Torah, we want you to paskin for us exactly what the Torah says. And if you made a mistake like this, you gave the totally wrong psak, we don't want to have to be responsible for that. You have to pay out of pocket. Now, what mistake would this Dain make that we say he has to pay out of pocket, but it's still a valid judgment? Elima the Tob Dvar Mishnah. If you want to say made a mistake, and someone's written in a Mishnah, it's explicit. Well, but Amr of Sheshus Amr Vami, he tells us, Tob Dvar Mishnah, Chayzer. If you made a mistake with the Dvar Mishnah, the din is chayzer, meaning the whole din is null and void in the first place. It's not that it's a valid din and he just has to pay out of pocket. Ella must be the tov b'shikol hadas. He made a mistake in shikol hadas. And the question is, heichidam b'shikol hadas? What does this mean, shikol hadas? So Rav Papa, Rav Papa explains, kugon trei tanoi u trei amayroi. For example, we have machlekas tanoim or machlekas amayroim. The pligi adadi, they argue with each other, v'loi itmer hechsa loikmar v'loi kamar, and the halacha hasn't been determined like this one or like that one. However, v'sugyan da'alma alib d'chad minayhu. In practice, everyone goes like one of them. Again, we don't have an official halachic psak that it's like A or B, but it happens to be when you walk into Bati Dinim and this case is on the table, they usually paskin like A. Vazel Iu, but this Dayan went Bavad Ke'idach and he paskin like the other one, he paskin like B. Hainu Shikol Hadas, that's called Shikol Hadas. In that situation, we say that it's a valid psak, so the one who received the money doesn't have to give it back to the other one, but the Dayan would have to reimburse the guilty party out of pocket because at the end of the day, he made this mistake in Shikol Hadas. The Gemara suggests Lemon Ketanoi. Let's say the number of Dayanim needed for a case is Machlekas Tanoim. The Brisa tells us bitsua b'shloisha divrei meir. Rav Meir holds that a bitsua, a compromise, that's another word for pshara, that has to be done by three dayanim. Whereas a chamer and a chamer say pshara b'yachid, a pshara, a compromise, could even be done by one dayan. Now savrua, they thought that kuleyal makshinam pshara l'din, that everyone compares pshara to din. There's a pasuk that tells us mishpat utstaka, and mishpat's talking about din, and staka is referring to pshara, to compromise. So right now our havamina is that everyone compares pshara to din. Ma'alav hakam efegi. So it must be what's machlekes Rav Meir and the chachamim. The Meir saver din b'shloisha. The Rav Meir holds that a din must be done with three dayanim, therefore pshara also has to be done with three dayanim. Umar sover din mishnayim, where the chum hold that a din has to be done with two people, it could even be done with one dayan, and therefore a pshara could also be done with one dayan. The Gemara says lie, that's not so. The kuli alma din b'shloisha. Everyone agrees that m'ikar hadin, when we're officially sitting down to paskin a din taira al pi halacha, there has to be three dayanim. V'acha b'hakam iflagi, over here what's machlekes? The Umar sover the mayor holds makshinam pshara l'din, that we compare pshara, compromise, to regular din. Whereas Umar sover the chum hold le makshinam pshara l'din, that we don't compare pshara to din. So now the Gemara suggests lema talasa tanoi b'pshara. Let's say there's actually a three-way machlekas tanoim when it comes to pshara, compromise. Demar savar b'shloisha. Remeir holds that even though everyone agreed to make a compromise, we still have to have three dayanim. Umar savar b'shim gamliel holds b'shnayim. We have to have two dayanim. And Umar savar l'cham hold b'yachid. We only have to have one dayan. So Rav Achmar Ikla, he tells us v'itema some say it was Rav Yemer bar Shalamya demando amar tre afilu chad nami demando amar that we need two dayanim for a compromise. He would hold that it's even okay to have one dayan. V'haydeko amar tre. The reason why he says we need two is keichet l'habel Saadi, so they could also be Adim. If we just had one Dayan making a compromise between two parties, what's the proof that that's what the compromise was? Maybe one of the Bali Dinim later on is going to say, we never reached such a compromise, therefore it suggested to have two Dayanim making a compromise, so they could also be the Adim that this was the compromise that was reached. Now Rav Ashi, Vashi tells us, Shema Amino, we learn from here, Pshara Eina Tzricha Kenyan, that if we want this Pshara to be binding, they don't have to make an official Kenyan to make it halachically binding. Tisa Gadaitach Tzricha Kenyan, if you hold that it does need a Kenyan, Lamadam or Tzricha Talasa, according to the Manda Amar, Rav Meir, that we have to have three Dayanim making a compromise. Lamali, why would that be necessary? Tiski betray velikni mine. It should be sufficient just to have two Dayanim, and the parties involved will make a Kenyan, halachically binding themselves to whatever compromise is reached, and then they won't need a Bezdin. They could just have two Dayanim. And since Rav Meir did not say that, it must be the Pshar doesn't need a Kenyan, and that's where Rav Meir requires three Dayanim so that the litigants can't back out of the Pshar that they reached because they had reached this conclusion with a Bezdin. Now, bottom line is, says the Gemara of Hilchasa, the halacha is Pshar Tzricha Kenyan. opinion, then in order for a pshara to be binding, a kinyan does need to be done by the litigants, and this is even if it was done by three dayanim. And we continue discussing this tanabon. We have a brayso. Shem shadin b'shloisha, kach bitzu b'shloisha. The same with the din taira, when they're passing al pi strict halacha, that has to be done with three dayanim. A bitzua, compromise, also has to be done with three dayanim. Vavam beis on top, nigmar adin. Once there was a full gemar din, they concluded the judgment. Yatar shalav tzaya. The dayanim are not allowed to make a compromise anymore. It's too late. Now the gemara just pauses and says, sarmash bankash simen. This is a simen for the names of the rabbanim we're going to see in the upcoming gemaras. And now we continue discussing when, in the process of a din taira, they're allowed to stop and make a pshara. So Rabbi Elazar ben Ishay b'Yosef Glili Omer, he tells us, aslav tzaya, one is not allowed to make compromise at all. If someone makes a compromise, he's considered a sinner. And v'chol mevarchas abetzaya, one who blesses abetzaya, if somebody says, wow, what a great dayon, he made a compromise, hariz a menayitz, that's considered blaspheming Hashem. Valzen nemar, and it was about this that the pasuk was said, b'tzaya beirich neitz Hashem, that if one blesses a b'tzaya, one who makes a compromise, that's considered blaspheming Hashem. El rather, what should be done according to Rabbi Elazar ben Ishay b'Yosef Glili? Yikov adin sahar, the din shall make a hole through the mountain, which means even if the baal din is standing there like a mountain, we make a hole right through him, and we paskin exactly according to the strict halacha and no compromises. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "Ki hamishpat le'kim hu," for mishpat is for Hashem. And v'chein Moshe ha'omer, Moshe Rabbeinu, he would say, "Yikov adin sahar," that the din that should make a hole through the mountain, we paskin only according to the strict halacha. Aval Aaron, but Aaron, who's also a dayan, Moshe Rabbeinu's brother, ayav shalom v'roidav shalom, he loved peace and he chased after peace. U'mesim shalom ben adam l'chaveiroi, he always tried to bring peace between man and his friend. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Tayras emes ha'isa b'fiu," the Torah of truth was in his mouth. Va'aval lo nimtza b'svasav, and sin was not found on his lips. B'shalom of mishar halach iti v'rabim heishiv ma'avayin, with peace and straightforwardness he walked with me and turned many away from sin. As we see, there's this difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a strict judge, he didn't go with compromise, as opposed to Aaron, who always tried to find the compromise. This was before the din Torah. He would do his best to try to make a compromise between the two parties. Now, once we quoted this pasuk of b'tzei berich neitz Hashem, we have a totally different understanding. Reb Elazar, and Reb Elazar says, harei shegazel saw shalchitin, if a person stole a saw of wheat v'tachana, he ground it, v'afan, he's going to bake it, v'hifresh mena challah, and he separated challah, ketan mevarch, how's he supposed to make a bracha? Ein zeh mevarch el menayitz. That's not called blessing Hashem, that's blaspheming Hashem. V'alzeh nemar, about this, the pasuk was said, u'batzeah beirich neitz Hashem. And over here, batzeah is a lashon of stealing. Now, Rav Meir says differently, loiner batzeah el keneged Yehuda, batzeah was said regarding Yehuda, as in the chief of Shevet Yehuda. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'yom Yehuda l'echav, Yehuda said to his brothers, ma betza kinargas achinu, what are we going to gain monetarily if we kill our brother Yosef? Let's sell him instead. So he sees lashon of betza said by Yehuda, and v'chol mevarchas Yehuda, anyone who blesses Yehuda by saying it's so great he saved Yosef, hariz a menayitz, that's considered blaspheming. V'alzeh nemar, about this it was said, b'tzeah berich neitz Hashem, because really Yehuda should have saved him completely and shouldn't have suggested that Yosef was going to be sold. But now going back to our bitsua, which is compromise, Reb Shimon Karcha Emer, he tells us mitzvah of tzaya. It's a mitzvah to make a compromise. Shemar, because the pasuk says, emes u'mishpat shalom shifti b'sha'reichem, emes and a peaceful mishpat you shall judge in your gates. Now the question is, v'alim kam sheish mishpat ain shalom, v'alim kam sheish shalom ain mishpat. Whenever there's mishpat, there's not necessarily peace, because one guy won and the other guy lost, so that doesn't bring peace. And when there's peace, everyone's happy. There's not necessarily mishpat. Ella rather, ezu mishpat sheish b'shalom. So what's the type of mishpat that there's shalom in it as well? Hava omer zebitzua. It must be that that's referring to compromise. And v'chem b'David hava omer by David Melchit also says by he David oise mishpat utstaka. The David did mishpat and staka. And the question is the same. V'alim kam akam sheish mishpat ain staka utstaka ain mishpat. If you have mishpat, there's no staka, and if there's staka, there's no mishpat. Ella ezu mishpat sheish b'staka. What's a mishpat that has staka in it? Hava omer zebitzua. That is compromise. So we have these multiple opinions about compromise. The Gemara continues. Asal Tana Kama. Let's go back to the Tana Kama, which is really referring to the opinion at the top of this Amud, Rebbe Elazar ben Ishay b'Yosef Glili, who told us that we should not make compromise. And the question is, what about David HaMelech? How do we understand this pasuk regarding him? So we answer, Donas Adin, David HaMelech would paskin the strict halacha. Zikas Azakai v'chayv zachayiv. He'd make one guy zakai, the other guy chayiv. But then v'roshan is chayiv ani mamain, if he saw that the one who's chayiv to pay was poor and he didn't have money, v'sham loy mitech beisoy, David HaMelech would take money out of his own pocket and give it to the ani. And zeh mishpat utstaka. That's mishpat and staka. Mishpat lezeh utstaka lezeh. It's mishpat for one guy and staka for the other guy. Mishpat lezeh shechzer loy mamain. It's mishpat for this guy because he was rightfully returned his money. Utstaka lezeh, but utstaka for the other one. Sheshilim loy mitech beisoy, because he took money out of his own pocket and gave the ani the money that he needed. Skip the parentheses. The Gemara asks, Kashle the Rebbe. Now Rebbe has a question on this. Hi l'chol amoy, that which the pasuk says that David did staka mishpat for his entire nation. Well, that doesn't fit with this explanation. L'animi bayalei, the pasuk should say that David did mishpat and staka only for aniim, because this explanation is only relevant if the losing litigant was poor, so then David would give him money. But if they had sufficient funds, then this pasuk doesn't fit. El rather, Rebbe explains, afal pi shaloi shilim yitech beisoy, even though David HaMelech did not take money out of his own pocket and give it to the losing litigant. Zeu mishpat utstaka, it's still mishpat and staka. Mishpat lezeh utstaka lezeh. How is that possible? Mishpat lezeh, sheikh zolim amaynoi, it's mishpat for this one because he got got his money back. And it's righteousness for the other guy, for the losing party. Why? Because through this correct psak, gzela, stolen funds, were taken from him. A person doesn't want to have stolen money, and by a dain paskening that he has to pay the other guy, that's considered staka for him. Now, continue to discuss compromise. Reb Shem Manasseh Omer, he tells us, if two people come to you for din Torah, ad shalai tishma divrehen, if it's before you heard their words, you didn't hear their tainas at all, or you heard their tainas, but you still don't know which way the din is being naita. You don't know in whose favor it's leaning. You could tell them, go out and make a compromise. However, once you heard what they had to say, and you know in whose favor the din is leaning, you can't tell them, go out and make a compromise. One releases water at the beginning of a judgment, and before the dispute is revealed, abandon it. In other words, before the judgment starts and before you know which way it's leaning, that's when you could abandon it, you could leave it, you could let water go. And what do we understand from the second part of the pasuk? Before the fight, before the dispute has been revealed, meaning you don't know in whose favor it leans, so you could abandon it and you could just make a pshara. Whereas mishnah is gal hariv, once it's already been revealed, you know in whose favor it's leaning, you can't abandon it. Now, Rishalkesh says, two people come to din Torah, one of them is soft, he's an easygoing guy, but the other one is harsh, he's belligerent, he's always making problems. Before you hear their words, or alternatively, even if you heard their words, but you don't know which way the din is leaning, you could tell them, I don't want to be your dayan. I want a person to say that, maybe the strong one, the challenging person, he's going to be found guilty, and then this difficult person is going to hound and harass the dayan due to the fact that he was paskin against, and dayan doesn't want to get himself involved in that. However, once you already heard their words, and you know which way the din is favoring, you can't tell them, I don't want to be involved in your din Torah, because the pasuk says, don't fear any man, and this is specifically addressing a judge, a dayan. So once a person's stuck in a case and he has to be the dayan, he shouldn't be afraid to paskin against whomever he needs to. Now, Rav Shimon Karcha Omer, he tells us, how do we know if a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he sees his chos for the ani, who's one of the litigants, and a chayv for the ashir, who's the other one? How do we know that he shouldn't be quiet? Shenemar Kos Pasuk says, don't be afraid of a man, and he should speak up and bring the truth to light. And Rav Chanan tells us, don't withhold your words because of a man, just because you're in front of your Rebbe or there's a challenging litigant, don't withhold what you have to say. Furthermore, Adim should know whom they're testifying against. This is really referring to Hashem, because we're going to see in a Gemara later on, Hashem is the one that's going to have to repay the guilty party if he was passing against incorrectly. And furthermore, Adim also have to know whom they're giving Adim in front of, which is Hashem, and who's going to end up punishing them if they gave false testimony, which is also Hashem. Because the pasuk says, the two people who have a dispute stand in front of Hashem. And if you add Dayanim Yadin's Mihain Danin, the Dayanim also have to know whom they're judging, this referring to Hashem. And Lifnei Mihain Danin, whom they're judging in front of, which is Hashem. And Umiyasali Parmehen, who's going to punish them if they give false judgment, that's also Hashem. Shenemar Kos Pasuk says, Lakim Nitsa B'das Kel, then Hashem stands in a divine assembly, which means Hashem is there when Dayanim are sitting and judging. And Vichim Be'eshafet Ahu Aimer, also by Yeshafet, it says, Vayomel HaShaiftim, he told the Shaiftim, Ru'u, you should see, meaning you should know, Ma'atem Aysim, what you're doing, Kilayla Adam Tishbet, you're not judging man, Kila Hashem, you're judging Hashem. Now, Shem Yomer Dayan, maybe the Dayan's going to tell himself, Mali Batar Hazeh, what do I need all this pain for? I'm sitting judging a case, I'm judging Hashem, Hashem is there, if I make a mistake, Hashem's going to punish me, I don't want to be involved in this at all. Tam Lamer, the response to that is, V'imchem Midvar Mishpat, that the matter of Mishpat is with you, which means, Ein L'Adayin El Masha Ein Avroyes, a Dayan only has what his eyes see, and as long as he gives it his 100% focus, and he does his absolute best to paskin the din correctly, he's not going to be held responsible for anything, and we follow his judgment. Now, we go back to something we mentioned at the top of the Amud, that if once there was Gemar Din, we're not allowed to make a compromise anymore. The question is, Heichidom Gemar Din, what does that mean? It's Gemar Din. So, Rav Yehudah Marav, he tells us, Ish Pleni Atachayv, Ish Pleni Atazakai, if the Dayanim told this man you're Chayv and that man you're Zakai, that's considered Gemar Din. Now, Amar Rav tells us, Halacha Kibshum Makarcha, the Halacha Kibshum Makarcha, that it's a great thing to make a compromise. Ask the Gemara, is that really so? Rav Huna Talmidid Rav Hava, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and Vichihavu Asla Kamed Rav Huna, when litigants would come to Rav Huna, Amar Lu, he would tell them, E Dina B'Isu, E Pshar B'Isu. If you want, I'll paskin according to the strict din, or if you want, I'll make a pshar for you. And so, how could it be that Rav's Talmud Rav Huna goes against him? If Rav says, that's a good thing to make a pshara, how could Rav Huna give the Bali Dinim an option? If you want, we'll do regular din. If not, we'll do regular pshara. He should automatically go to pshara. So, the more answer is, my mitzvah nami dekam Rabbi Shuman Karcha. What did Rabbi Shuman Karcha mean when he said it's a mitzvah? Zaino what Alpha on the top, mitzvah lememr lehu, idina b'isu, ipshar b'isu. It's a mitzvah to ask the litigants, the Bali Dinim, do you want us to go with the strict din, or do you want a pshara? In other words, Rabbi Shuman Karcha is not saying that you have have to do a pshara. He's saying it's a good thing to offer them the option of a pshara. Ask more if that's so. Hayu Tanakama. That's the same exact thing as a Tanakama who says that we could do a pshara. And the answer is that no, it could be now. The difference is mitzvah. Whether or not it's considered a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Savar mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Karcha holds it's a mitzvah. We should suggest this to the Baladinim. Or Tanakama Savar Rishos. Tanakama holds it's just a Rishos. If the Dayan wants to offer them a compromise, he could, but he doesn't have to. Ask more. Hayu Rabbi Shimon Menasya. That's the same exact thing as Rabbi Shimon Menasya. Rabbi Shimon Menasya had told us that you're allowed to make a suggestion for a compromise, and it seems to be the Tanakama saying the same exact thing. What's the difference? And the answer is, Ikabinayo, the difference between them is Mishatishma Devrayim, Vatu Dealechen and Din Noite. If you already heard what the Baladim have to say, you know which way the Din was favoring, Yatar Shailormalhen Subitsu, that you're not allowed to now make a suggestion, let's go make a compromise. Rabbi Shimon Menasya holds of this, that a Dain is only allowed to suggest a compromise before he knows what the Baladim have to say and before he knows which way it's leaning. But once he knows which way it's leaning, we can't suggest a compromise anymore. However, Tanakama holds that even if you know which way it's leaning, as long as there wasn't a Gemar Din yet, you're still allowed to suggest a compromise. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.